Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
So the list came out of the most popular names for 2020. Here's Dina Freeman, the director of social and community at Baby Center. Baby Center is a website that is for new moms or expectant moms and dads. I guess, Dina, is that what you guys are all about there?
Yes, we are. We're the number one pregnancy and parenting site, and we've been looking at baby names data for more than 20 years.
I was on the site the other day. It's babycenter.com or .org?
.com.
Babycenter.com. Yeah. And so just give me the top five boy and girl names or top 10 boy and girl names in the country again.
Sure. So this year, Sophia for girls was number one for the 11th year in a row. She is definitely the name of the decade. Liam is the top name for boys, and he bumped out Jackson last year, who I believe was there for 7 years. So there was a little bit of movement last year.
Okay, stop right there. I know I asked for all 10, but so, you know, it's very easy to be age-centric on this, right? I, growing up, didn't know anybody named Liam, and I can't imagine naming somebody Liam. But I'm obviously 60 and not 25, the age at which maybe people are assigning these names. So I get that I'm I'm out of the club. But why is Liam such a popular name?
Liam, we definitely see, as we've looked over the last 20 years, that pop culture has an influence on names. I know there are quite a few celebrities named Liam that we've seen.
Yeah.
And once a name is out there, whether it's subconsciously or consciously, people tend to gravitate toward it. We've had some other names jump into the top 10 recently, like Mateo jumped into the top 10 this year, which was also the top name for our Spanish-speaking site.
Yeah.
And that might be influenced by something like Leo Messi's son is named Mateo, and he tends to make it onto his Instagram handle quite a bit. So things like that get into our consciousness, I believe, and impact names.
And the population changes, too. I mean, probably more Hispanic-sounding names or Hispanic-centric names are moving up as the population changes, too, I would imagine.
Right, and I think that's sort of the charm of Sophia. Sophia is a Hispanic name. It's an Italian name. It's got a lot of difference in American name now. And so you see a lot of that influencing names.
And that Muhammad was in the top 10 for boys. I sure didn't grow up with any Muhammads. Again, I'm showing my age, or maybe where I grew up. But it was in the top 10 last year and is today at number 11.
Right.
That's surprising.
Last year was the first year we saw Aaliyah and Muhammad really jump up. And right now they're kind of staying, you know, even though it went down to 11, it's sort of year over year, pretty much the same. We are seeing, if you look at some of those classic names, though, to your point, right, I looked up all of your names.
Okay.
If you'd like to know your numbers.
Yeah, sure.
So John is number 54 this year, which is down 10. Steve is 308.
Really?
Which is down 28.
Steve,
yeah, I know. I was
308.
Surprised by that.
Wow.
And yet we have so
Steve.
Many of them here.
I know, but all of our Steves are over the age of 40 anyway, so I guess that's the deal. What about Dave?
So Dave is 39, which is just down 5. You can see like some of the variances are not that big here. Lauren, you're 226.
Wow.
What about Vicky? Do you have Vicky on there, too?
Vicky is 2,667.
See how unique I am, you guys?
There you are.
But I have 5 Laurens in my 5th grade class. I mean, that's a lot for about 28 students back then.
Well, I think I know why. Well, not why, but Victoria is number 41, though. So, interestingly, yesterday I was looking at the difference between the year 2000 and 2020, and this totally proves your point, John, that it is all cyclical. The classic names, Lauren was number 13 in 2000, and it's 226 now. the top boys' names in 2000 were Matthew, Michael, Andrew, Jack, and the girls were Emily and Sarah. So you do see things going up and down. One thing we noticed this year is because of COVID and loss and just a very emotional year for families, we're seeing people name people after relatives or people they admire a lot more. So I'm expecting, we do this call again in a 2 or 3 years. I'm expecting there's going to be more Johns and hopefully Steve.
Or Margarets or Beulahs or Marys or Karens or
yes.
Susans or whatever. Names of the maybe baby boomer generation who
exactly
will be remembered by their family members. All right. Well, then you and I will visit down the road. I do have the list of the top names, but I'm out of time right now. I'll just read them again after WGN Radio News at 10 o'clock. But it's interesting to see how these evolve. Babycenter.com. Babycenter.com. She's a Naperville girl, Dina Freeman. Dina, well done. Thanks for your time.